Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2, and we're going to do our best to expound verses 14 through 19. And so allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for the saints of God that have come out tonight. Lord, we're asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this evening's message, Present Yourself Approved to God. And we're going to be exhorted in this chapter, in these scriptures. Why? Because God is speaking to us in the days and times that we live in is to have an answer for all those who will inquire about God. You are going to have divine appointments almost every day. And God is expecting us to have the Word of God ready, available. And sometimes it's already hidden in our heart. Can I get an amen? And so God wants us to be a student of the Word. You know, it's easy to hear a sermon, but now can you digest it? Can you apply it? And then ultimately, can you walk it and live it? That's where sometimes the separation takes place. We hear a message, but now can we actually walk in it? And so I'm praying that God will speak to us tonight. So let's look at verses 14 through 19. And the Word of God says, remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God. This is where I got the sermon topic. A worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. Verse 17. And their message will spread like a cancer. Those who babble, it'll spread like a cancer. Now, here in the Word of God, God identifies two characters. And if God identifies two characters, whether to exalt or whether to denounce, we're seeing this right now. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection has already passed, and they overthrew the faith of some. They were preaching blasphemy. And the time that we live in, there's all kinds of blasphemous things. Just those who come to your door on Saturdays in a 10-speed, Elder so-and-so. And then there's those that come in these nice suits and these big old leather bags. They're no different from these characters. There's a lot of false teachers. Can I get an amen? I think one of the biggest heresies, though, that we need to identify in the times that we live in is the prosperity gospel. They will shake you up 3-4 times in a service, man. We need an offering for this, we need an offering for that, and we need an offering for this. And then before you leave, check that person at the door. Make sure that they offered. Come on. There's churches like that. All they talk about is money. It's got to be about the Word of God. Can I get an amen? It's about about lives being changed and transformed under the anointing and the power of God. And so their message will spread like a cancer. Verse 18, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection has already passed, and they overthrew the faith of some. Verse 19, nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands. Can I get amen? Having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his. You see, I love how my brother Gerardo says it. He says it in a playful way. But there's people in church that are faking the funk. Okay? But God knows who are his. God knows those who are born again, born of the Spirit of God. And guess what? They have an ongoing desire to serve the Lord, to say no to the things of the world. They see all the things that once ensnared them and trapped them. And so now they say, I'm going to honor God. You see, there's a difference of rules and regulations. You can see all the rules and regs, but if you don't have the love for the Lord, that's all they are, is rules and regs. Oh, man, I gotta obey all that. No, when you fall in love with Jesus, you don't want to do those things. Hallelujah, that will contaminate your spirit. Can I get amen? It's all about a love affair with the Lord. It's not about do's and don'ts and regulations of a church. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal: the Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from what? Iniquity. There are some people that wallow in their sin still. They love their sin. Oh, well, you know, I'm under grace. No, you're under now condemnation, because the Bible says there is no longer condemnation. If God has delivered you, why are you back there wallowing in it? Why are you popping open those cans and still chugging it down? Why are you still huffing and puffing? Why are you still peering into those things in private? Why? Then you have to put yourself in check. Is the Holy Ghost living in me? Because if the Holy Ghost is living in you, he will be your constant thermometer. Amen? And when you're starting to slip down, he will remind you, hey. Come back. Follow me. So let's go back now to verse 14. Remind them of the things, charging them before the Lord, not to strive about words, to no profit, to the ruin of hearers. Be careful of what someone tells you. So, you know what? Someone can say something so falsely and destroy your ears of hearing. Really? I didn't know that. You know what? When someone comes to you and start gossiping about somebody else, you know what? Stop them in their track and say, let's just pray for them. Oh, yeah, really? Oh, tell me more. That's our nature, isn't it? Stop them in their track and pray for that brother or sister. Man, they might be going through. Paul's instruction in the previous verses was meant for all believers, not just Timothy. These instructions would need to be given often, and Timothy would need to remind and command everyone. All believers, no matter how many years they have believed, need to be reminded of the basis of their faith and how to relate to their faith in the circumstances of life. Remember, we're all going through. Can I get an amen? Look what Titus says here to exhort us. But avoid foolish disputes, genealogies, contentions, and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and useless. Reject a divisive man after the first and second admonition. There's some folks, man, you know, back in the day we used to say they're talking out the side of their neck. There's some folks, man, you just go, you know, I can't listen to you no more. You know, this is not edifying, it's not building me up, and you're not building up the name of God, and then now you're trying to destroy others. You got to just cut it and say, hey, you know what? No more. That's what the Word of God says. Knowing that such a person is warped and sinning and being self-what? Condemned. There's folks like that. That's what God's Word says. And so when you identify who they are, man, you just have to make your cut right there. Say, you know what? Praise God. I'll pray for you. We'll see you. Have a good day. Paul urged Timothy to remind the believers not to argue over unimportant details. Stop fighting over words, because such arguments are what? Useless and even harmful. Can I get amen? False teachers cause strife and divisions by their meaningless quibbling over unimportant details. You know that old saying, making a mountain out of a molehill. Some people, man, it's so minute, and they'll blow it up into a mountain. And when you find out what it is, you go, you're struggling with that? Let me just pray for you. That's all. Let me just pray for you. Now, we read in 1 Timothy how Timothy was exhorted by Paul. Let's be reminded by this scripture right up here. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine, meaning teaching, which accords with godliness, then that person is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words. How many people do you know, man, that all they want to do is argue with you and contend with you? Can't even let you get a word in. Huh? And they just want to just all over you. God said there's folks like that. Oh, you don't know them? I may know a few, but do you know some? Look at this. Disputes and arguments over words from which come envy and strife and reviling. You know what reviling means? Is what up with that? And then now you're ready to engage in a sinful way, in an angry way. Evil suspicions. That's a good one there. Be careful with your own mind. You being suspicious about someone. And they're not even that at all. But you conjured up your own preconceived idea over someone. Man, our own heart will condemn us like that. Be careful. Can I get an amen? Because that's what the word says. Evil suspicions. Man, they didn't even say it. It's not even like that. And yet we're thinking something evil about that person. Useless wranglings of men, corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such withdrawal. Did you catch that? Who suppose the godliness is a means of gain? Their corrupt minds are destitute. God is saying, be careful, saints. We live in a time that's like that. And watch out. Watch out. Because if someone is not edifying the Lord and edifying you during their conversation, don't even engage. Don't even engage. Saints, quarreling about words is a major problem today. Churches split over non-essentials. Quarrelsome people nitpick church programs, undermine productivity with criticism, and verbally attack the innocent. When someone shows a pattern of quarrelsomeness, church leaders should visit that person to deal with the issues in private. Just take that person and say, hey, come on. Let's get it together here. And help them understand. Help them grow. And then after a while, man, if they're consistent in that pessimistic way, man, then you have to bring them to the elders and to the pastor. Can I get amen? And so let's go to verse 15 in 2 Timothy chapter 2. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Let me just say this, saints. I don't know how long you've been walking with Christ. Some of you, maybe 30 years. Some of you, maybe 2 years. Maybe some of you are being renewed and you're coming back in the faith. Praise God. But each and every one of us should know how to explain salvation to someone. Can I get an amen? We should know the tenets of the faith. We should understand the death, burial, resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We need to understand the virgin birth. We need to understand the blood of Jesus. Can I get an amen? We need to understand that he came, he left, and he's coming again. Can I get an amen? That God is going to resurrect the dead, and you and I are going to be caught up to be with the Lord in the air. Those are the things that we need to essentially understand, and we need to teach. Can I get an amen? Teach those who don't know the things of God. I know some people, they've been in church for a long time. They couldn't even know how to share their faith. They receive, but that's all it is. It's like my dad used to tell us, he used to call us, because those 11 of us, you dedible kids. It goes in one ear and out the other. So, I mean, some of us are like, it goes in one ear and out the other. So we need to take heed to the things of God. Can I get amen? God has given, did you know that God has given us another chance in life? Isn't that something? Man, some of us were on a road to destruction. Some of us were ready to just, man, crash and burn. And then, not only physically, but then into a place of abyss where the Bible says where the fire burneth and the worm dieth not. We were all headed to hell at one time, but God saved us. Can I get amen? Aren't you so blessed he saved you? Come on, aren't you so blessed, hallelujah, that he saved you from a life of destruction? Oh, yes, he did. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Look what Timothy says right up here. Let's go there. Oh, I'm sorry, Romans. Do not present your members as instruments of righteousness to sin, but present yourself to God as being alive from the dead. How many can honestly say that God resurrected your soul from the dead? Come on, we was dead as a doornail. Come on, we were involved in all kinds of iniquity. And people used to come and preach to us. Man, we wanted to get right in their grill and tell them to get out. Come on, we were dead. But now, as believers, the Bible exhorts us to this. Do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourself to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. Everything about us now is unto the Lord. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. God sees everything in secret. So let's not play with God. Hallelujah. Let's walk with him. Can I get an amen? Let's just walk with him. God, I'm with you, man, 100%. Man, I want to know, man. I understand that you got my back. And you see all things. And so help me. Help me, God. Help me with everything. Look at this. Verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace now. Man, I'll tell you what, he saw all the stuff we was in. Guess what? He stepped over the law and showed us grace. I'm going to save you despite of yourself. What? Come on. What kind of God is that? The kind of God, hallelujah, that we serve now? The kind of God we worship and praise? The kind of God that pulled us out of the fire, and now he has placed us on a solid rock, and now we can worship and praise him and glorify him, and now we can pass it on to the next generation. Can I get an amen? We can pass it on to our children, our grandchildren. And one of the things that I've seen God do, especially with my life, he allowed me to go back to my father and mother and bring the gospel, and to my grandparents. Hallelujah. This is the awesome God we serve. Thank you, God. We serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. Now, look at Ephesians 1:13. It says, in him, you also trusted after you heard the word of truth. So when we got saved, we heard God's word. It's true. Can I get amen? There's no lies in the word. So with that truth, what do we do with it? The gospel of your salvation. Look at this. Look what God has done. In whom also having believed, you were sealed. Man, come on. You know, there's some folks till this day, they can't get this. In other words, they don't trust and believe God, that God has sealed them. That God has that God has delivered them from death, hell, and the grave. They're still walking around like God's still mad at them. That he's up there with a bat waiting for you to mess up. Bam! No, once we become saved, man, we are his. Hallelujah. And he is ours. And he's gonna save you. He's gonna encamp his angels around you. Everywhere you go, he's with you. We are sealed with the spirit of promise. No capital S. That's the Holy Spirit. He's in us. How many can honestly say he's living inside you? Come on, he's living inside you. Amen. Look at this. Who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession? What is the redemption and purchased possession? You and me. Why? Because Jesus went to the cross, he shed his blood, and then he purchased you. Guess who he purchased you from? No, come on. Yeah, sin. He delivered us from sin. But who did he take us back from? Yes, that's right, from the devil. Because Jesus told the Pharisees, you are of what? Your father, the devil. Wow. Man, we were in that camp. We were in that dominion under Satan. And God bought us with his blood. He brought us out. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. We're not in that camp no more. We got a new dance partner, and that's the Holy Ghost. Come on. Man, I'm telling you, when you get a hold of this great salvation, you don't want to go out there and sin no more. You're going to want to fall in love with the Savior and say, no, God, that doesn't please you. Listen, for those of you that are married, praise God, you don't want to do anything to bring reproach to your spouse, do you? No, you're going to love your spouse. You're going to die to self, and you're going to serve one another. Can I get amen? When you fall in love with Jesus, it's no different. Oh, God, you saved me from a wicked torment. I'm going to love you the rest of my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. God is a good God. Look at James 1:12. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who what? I just said it. Those who what? Love him. If you're looking at it as do's and don'ts and regs and regulations, you got it all wrong. Don't look at churches, oh man, Man, church ought to be joyful. Hallelujah, thank you, God. Be filled with the spirit of promise. Hallelujah, praising and worshiping our Savior. Can I get an amen? Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Let's just stop right now and say, Lord Jesus, we love you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You need to love him every day. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. And remember what he has done for you. Thank you, God. Look at James 1:18. A little later in that chapter, it's of his own will. He brought us forth by the word of what? Truth. That we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Guess what? We're not the same people no more. We're a new creature in Christ. Behold, all things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah. See, we are the first fruits now. We are the ones that are going to receive that new body. Can I get amen? Aren't you so blessed to know that God's going to give you a whole brand new body? You don't have to worry about diabetes and cancer and all these things that plague us right now. God's going to transform you and give you a whole new body. Hallelujah. When's the last time churches are preaching that? They need to preach that. Hallelujah. That he's coming back to give us a whole brand new body. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Come on. Thank you, God. We need to be reminded. Man, we have memories about this tall right here. We got to be reminded every day. Amen. Jesus, could this be the day you're coming for me? And so present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our what? Our reasonable service. And so an unashamed worker can present his or her life and ministry to God, knowing that God will approve the quality of work. Can I get amen? Approval of one's ministry before God will depend on how well one has proclaimed, explained, and applied the word of truth. Thank you, God. It's a process. Not everyone gets it in one day, but as you journey with God, you start, hallelujah, to allow God to sanctify you. Hallelujah. He'll start shedding away those unwanted things in our life. Can I get amen? But you got to give them to him. Take them, God. This is holding me back from truly serving you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And so, in 1 Thessalonians, we're exhorted in this manner. For our exhortation did not come from error or uncleanness, nor was it in deceit, but as we've been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. God has trusted you and I now with the gospel to share, to teach, to exhort, to raise up, to preach. Can I get amen? That's why he called us. Tag, you're it. Come on. The apostles, they were raised up and they spread the word of God. They turned cities upside down. Hallelujah. We need to turn our cities upside down now. Can I get amen? Amen. Listen, if your neighbor, your next door neighbor don't know you saved, something's wrong. Look at this. To be entrusted with the gospel. Even so, we speak not as pleasing men, but God who tests our hearts. It's not about pleasing someone. It's about God. Hallelujah. Work mighty in my heart, God, that you may test me, that I may show yourself approved unto you, not unto men. If you're looking for a pat on the back from people, that's your reward. Man, I'd rather have God in private exalt me in public. Can I get an amen? Amen. That's what it's all about. Thank you, God. Look at verse 5. For neither any time did we use flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak for covetousness. God is witness. Nor did we seek glory from men, either from you or from others, when we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. This was their testimony. This was their word. This is what they lived it. They preached it. And many of them were persecuted. And some of them even lost their lives for the gospel. Right now, in the Middle East, there's people losing their lives right now. Right now as we speak. Listen, Monday was the 14th of May. And finally, Jerusalem was recognized as the embassy. Did that stir up a hornet's nest? See, I know there's Christian and Muslim Palestinians, you know, in their culture. But a lot of them are false claims. And if they, I remember what our tour guide a long time ago, Ito, said. If they continue to spin a lie, then all of a sudden you think it's truth. But God proclaimed that nation to come alive after thousands of years being scattered. We're seeing prophecy being fulfilled right before us. Hallelujah. I know there's some naysayers. There's some people that don't believe that Israel, you know, I've been there too many times. I've seen what God is doing. And yeah, political Israel, they're in sin. I know that. But God has a purpose for them. Can I get amen? Because God's going to come back, and many of them are going to go, oh, man, it was Yeshua. It was the Lord. And many of them will get saved then, and some of them are still going to reject him and go to hell. But I'm here to let everyone know, and I hope our friends who are gracious to have us here on Sundays and Wednesdays and Monday, they need Jesus too. Can I get amen? There's no pass for anyone. Hallelujah. The Muslims need Jesus. The Jews need Jesus. Hallelujah. The Hindus need Jesus. Your neighbor next door needs Jesus. Can I get amen? That's right. That political left. Come on. Man, you're gonna stir up a hornet's nest in me right now. Don't let me go that direction. Let me keep it in the word right now. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 16 in chapter 2. Look at this. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. Man, there's some folks, I'm telling you, all they want to do is turn your thought process. They want to turn your heart and make you think like them. If they're evil thinking, they want you to think evil too. But God says, man, shun it. And when you see it rising up in folks, just say, hey, hold it. Let's pray for that person you're talking about. Man, I'll tell you, it's so easy to degrade someone, but it's so much harder to love someone. Did you know that? It's easy to talk down and then just stamp them out. But can you love that person? Can you love that person? Can you still show love and gratitude and graciousness even when they don't want to engage with you? Even though what they cut you out of their life, can you still say, praise the Lord? Come on. A lot of us were tested. Can I get an amen? We were tested. And I believe every one of us passed the test. Can I get an amen? Because all we did was show love. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Saints, in important areas of Christian teaching, believers should carefully work through disagreements. Can I get amen? But bickering long hours over words and theories that are not central to the Christian faith and life are not more than godless, foolish discussions that provoke anger and to lead to more and more ungodliness. So we need to be reminded who we are in Christ now. Can I get amen? Once you understand who you are and the position that God has placed us in Christ, we don't have to fall for that trick. Satan wants to try to kick you off the horse that God put you on to ride all the way into glory. But the enemy's trying to default you. The enemy's trying to steer you away. The enemy's coming in a whole different manner. Remember what the Bible says, that Satan comes as an angel of light to deceive. He doesn't come to deceive the world. Guess who he comes to try to deceive? You and I, because we have the truth. The world's already in his camp. He already has them. He's after the church. Because we're the only voice in the world now to proclaim truth. Can I get amen? So he's after your household. He's after you. He wants you to stumble and fall and crash and burn. Why? Because he wants to render you useless to the kingdom of God. Help us, Jesus. Help us, God. But when you understand who we are and you apply the word of God, hallelujah, you will grow in the grace. Man, I'm telling you, you can move mountains by knowing who God is. Can I get amen? Amen. And some of us have mountains before us. But the Bible says if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you can move that mountain. Hallelujah. But it has to be through the word. That's right. It doesn't matter if you're driving a Volkswagen. You can't go in there and name it and claim it and look in the garage and, oh, there's a caddy now. No, it's not like that. That's not moving a mountain. Whatever God has given you, be content with it. Can I get amen? Amen. Hallelujah. The mountains are those things that Satan puts before you to try to make you stumble and fall before God. Those are the mountains. Hallelujah. It's not about financial, monetary things. Why? Because those things are going to come and go. They just come and go. Money just goes through our fingers like sand. It's not about that. It's about your character. God is looking for character. Walking in honor before him. Loving him and worshiping and praising him. And testifying and sharing your faith with others. Can I get amen? Amen. So when you understand God's word, we could turn now to Ephesians. Look at Ephesians right up here. Therefore, be imitators of God. We need to imitate Jesus. Can I get amen? That's right. Jesus loved. Jesus went and prayed. Jesus went and exhorted. And guess what? Sometimes Jesus had to go and rebuke someone when they were out of order. And the people that he had the problems with was the religious folks. The ones with the pompous robes. Man, they were walking around, man. And the Bible says they were filled with dead men's bones. Whitewashed tombs that Jesus called vipers and snakes. They were so religious and they knew all the scriptures, but they weren't living it. They were fleecing the people. They were saying, oh, you want prayer? It's going to cost you. That's why Jesus had to come and turn the tables over. There are some churches today, Jesus needs to come and turn the tables over. Because they made it a business. They made it a market. Yes, they did. They'll just buy my book or buy this and buy this and buy that. It's all about a marketing scheme now. And let me get you in for a 25-minute sermonette and let you go home still remaining in your sin. Jesus, help us. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a what? Sweet smelling aroma. Your life, man, it should be a fragrance to people. You should be infectious to people. Meaning, man, there's something about that person, man, I want that too. Man, but if you're walking around like you drank a quart of prune juice, or you ever had a saladito that was, if they see that in you, man, they don't want no part of you. Man, we need to have that aroma. Huh? Man, people got to see the love of God in you. And guess what? Especially when you're going through something. You're not the murmurer and the complainer. You're, okay, God, so be it, Lord. Teach me. You know what? Our trials are to teach us something. A lot of times, man, we go, man, get this thing off me, or I don't want that. No, that was good for you. It was good for me. Now, because we understand God's word, look what verse 3 says. But fornication and uncleanness or covetousness, and that means greed, let it not even be named among you. I know this. Now, this is where God, this is a hard pill to swallow here, but it's good for us. We need to hear the truth. Can I get an amen? We need to know what pleases God and what displeases him. And when you understand the ways of God and the will of God, these things are, oh, praise God. Lord, you allow me, Lord, to walk in your grace. Let it not be named among you as is fitting for what? He's talking to the church. Not fitting as sinners. Sinners do this 24/7. They go in and out of bedrooms. They marry whoever they want to marry. They sleep around, drink around, smoke around. They do all that all day long. But not the saints. We shouldn't be named in that group no more. Can I get amen? Amen. That's what the word of God says, as fitting for saints. Okay, for those of you that don't know what a saint is, all it is we who are born again, filled with the Spirit of God, washed in the blood, sanctification. The saints, what it means is being set apart for his purpose and use. That's what a saint of God is. And so don't let no one make a statue of you. You ever seen those little statues on the headboards of a car? Some of them had little bobbleheads. I think one of the things that really just like broke my heart, it was about maybe 7 years ago, my brother and others, they were teaching police. It was called Battle of the Badges. And it would be law enforcement boxing one another. So we got invited to go. We went to Barona. But you had to go through the casino to get to the ring. I was walking in and I said, oh my gosh. There was a whole row of one-armed bandits. And there was these little statues on each one. And they were going, bam. I saw that. I said, man, oh God, have mercy. 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 It's true. I seen it with my own eyes. Maybe some of you have been there and seen it. I don't know. I saw it. They made, you know, they put these little statues, man, thinking, man, this is the big one now. Bam. Next thing you know, they're going in and swiping their credit card for more coins. Chasing that dollar. In the name of God. Oh, God, help us. Can I get an amen? Look at that. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather given of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, look at this, no covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of God. Well, that's, I'm glad God wrote it and not me. I'm just the mailman delivering the news tonight. You can receive it or reject it. Can I get an amen? But that's what God said. So if you're walking in that way, something's out of balance. Something didn't take place. This is where you need to cry out, God, save me. Really save me, God. Because when you get filled with the Spirit of God and washed in the blood, these things become a million miles away from you no more. You don't have desire for those. Can I get amen? And whatever the struggle is in life, he'll see you through it. Your struggle may be different than mine, and vice versa. But we all have struggles. And he will deal with us one-on-one. Can I get amen? And he will be the one to set us free. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Jesus will set us free. Whom the Son sets free is what? Free indeed. Thank you, God. We can walk in victory tonight. Can I get amen? Knowing who he is. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And verse 6 says, look at this. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of these things, the wrath of God comes on the sons of what? Disobedience. So someone, man, is like Brother G would say, faking the funk. They live a life of duplicity. They come on Sundays or what? Praise the Lord. But at home, they're still living like the devil. That's where the wrath of God's going to come. And you know why? Because you know too much. God has revealed truth to you. There's more punishment to that than a sinner who don't know the God's word. They're just walking around as doop-de-doos. But for those who know the truth, man, I'm telling you, you better get on your face. Oh, God, help me, Lord, in those areas that I struggle in. We all struggle in areas. But you know what all he's looking for? Is that we come clean with him. Just come clean. Say, Lord, I'm struggling here, God. I'm struggling here, God. But you know what? My heart is with you, God. Help me. And he will come and help you. Can I get an amen? He will not leave you like an orphan. He's adopted us. We've been grafted in. We are his now. Hallelujah. Believe what he is doing in your life. Therefore, do not be partakers. See, do not be partakers with them. Who are them? Those that refuse to walk in God's ways. You know what hurts the most? When you have family members who know the truth and they're walking in a lie. And they keep chuggling it down. And they don't care. Man, pray for them. Can I get amen? Because God can still deliver them. Can I get amen? But you got to pray for them. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you once were in darkness, but now you are in the light. Can I get amen? Are we in the light? That's right. We're in the light. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to God. God has set up order in the kingdom of God. He doesn't say, go ahead and still stay in darkness and I'll still bless you. No. Man, everything will start falling apart. Can I get an amen? I think there's another verse of scripture. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. What? You see, oh, I don't want to say nothing. I'm just going to ignore it. No, God says expose it. That's what God's word. I'm not saying that. God is saying it. Man, when you see someone that you love and they're still in sin, you got to expose it. And you got to tell them, man, repent or perish. Especially those who know the truth already. Look at God says right here, for it is shameful even to those which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest in the light. Guess what? You those folks, they can be in the darkness for so long, and then God will pull the covers. You go, oh my gosh. Look at this. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will what? Give you light. You know what I love about you guys that come on Wednesday night? Because we walking in the light. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. We love the word. We receive the word. We walk in it, and we chew it up. Why? Because it's nourishment for us. It's ammunition. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, but I came from a church that was 3,000. But one of the things that Pastor Leo did, man, is he had three services in the morning, one in the evening, Wednesday night, and then he had a prayer night on Saturday. And those who were there is because they loved God. And that's how we learned to serve God. We learned, man. We went that route to learn how to worship and praise God. So if there's anything that her and I have done, is but the grace of God. Can I get an amen? Because we chose to honor and follow and to serve him. And so if you're faithful in the little, guess what? He'll allow you to be faithful in the bigger things. Thank you, God. God is good. And all the time? Oh, come on. Thank you, Lord. I'm coming in for a close. Hallelujah. You know, I shared a truth on Monday at Sister Virgie's, you know, home. She went home to be with Jesus. Can I get an amen? We celebrated her life. But one thing she told me, she was sitting here. I love you, man. But you go too long. I said, oh, I love you too. Yeah, thank you. She was just sharing her heart with me. So I'm being cognizant of that, okay? Well, that's why. Well, okay. All right, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Saints, learning and discussing are not bad unless they keep believers constantly focusing on truth. Can I get an amen? Amen. And so let's go to verse 17 and 18. We're coming in for a close. We're coming in. And their message will spread like cancer. What will? False teachers, backbiters, liars, those who try to trip you up, those who try to sow lies into your life, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrew the faith. They were telling me, Jesus ain't coming back. I know it's been 2,000 years, but in 2 Peter, it says there's going to be folks in our day and time. Oh, yeah, you guys been saying he's coming, and it's been all these years. That's when he's coming, and he's coming soon. He's coming real soon. Can I get amen? Amen? And so verse 18, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrew the faith of some. Paul understood the addictive power of false teaching as people feel the need to be in those supposedly intellectual discussions. There's some folks, you know what? They're intellectual, but there's nothing spiritual about them. Some folks know the word in and out, but they don't even have the Spirit of God living in them because they can't discern. When you know something, especially the Word of God, the power of the Holy Spirit comes together with the Word of God. It fits like a glove. Can I get an amen? And God will give you that discernment through the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul compared the spiritual deterioration more and more. And one of the things it would cause a spread of divisiveness, sowing discord. Did you know that that's one of the things that God will punish those who sow discord amongst the brethren? You know what that does? It causes a young Christian who's young in their faith, hearing all this bad and ugly stuff, it causes them to walk away in an early stage in their Christian life. Case in point, my first church was North Park Apostolic Church. And there, man, the women had to wear dresses here, no makeup, all this. And I'll never forget, there was these two young sisters that just got saved. Young in the faith and young in age. And then they were in a Target store wearing pants. And one of the mothers in Zion saw them and rebuked them. Rebuked them for not wearing dresses. And guess what? They ran from the church. You know what? God is going to get a hold of those legalists. He is. Those who cause little ones to scram. Man, be careful. Be careful what we say. Can I get an amen? Look at Acts 14, 1 and 7. It says, now it happened in Iconium. They went together to the synagogue of the Jews, and they spoke that a great multitude, both Jews and the Greeks, believed. Look at this. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brethren. There's folks that want to poison your mind. I'm not just up here saying this. This is in the Word. Therefore, they stayed there a long time, speaking boldly in the Lord, who was bearing witness to the word of grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their... They didn't care. They still preached the truth. Can I get an amen? But look what happened. But the multitude of the city was divided. Part sided with the Jews, part with the apostles. And when a violent attempt was made by both the Gentiles and Jews with their rulers to abuse and stone them, they became aware of it and fled to Lystra. They had to leave. Because all these evildoers and naysayers, man, they got a mob together and they wanted to stone them. I'd leave too. Can I get an amen? I'd leave too. So we're going to close with this, 19. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having what? This seal. How many believe that you've been sealed by God? That's right. We've been sealed. Don't let no one try to lie to you. We've been sealed by God. We are forever His. Can I get an amen? Because the Bible says the Lord knows those who are what? His. Can I get an amen? We don't know who are His, but the Bible says we can see the fruit of their life. We're not to judge, but we can see the fruit. And what is the fruit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, kindness. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Can I get an amen? And if that is coming forth from your life, man, that's evidence that the Holy Ghost is in you. But if you're cursing people out, man, and you get angry for anything, anything just causing you to be anger, something's out of order. This is where you need Christ. Can I get amen? So let everyone who names of Christ depart from what? Iniquity. So this is a twofold. This is a twofold. And I'm just going to go through this real quick and we'll close. But for those of you, you need to understand that you are His. Can I get amen? We are His. There's no doubt. There's no shadow of doubt. Don't let the enemy think that, oh, well, you know, I think I'm saved. No, you ought to know you're saved. Can I get amen? Because it says right here in John 10, look at this. Now, it was the Feast of Dedication. This is what the Jews celebrate in December. And it was winter. And Jesus walked into the temple in Solomon's porch. You know what? We were there at Solomon's porch. About a week and a half ago, we were on the Temple Mount. We were right there at Solomon's porch. We saw it. We felt it. Can I get an amen? This is not just words on ink. We were there. Look at this. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, how long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Now look what Jesus said. Jesus answered him, I told you, and you do not believe. He's talking to these Pharisees, these Sadducees, these naysayers. Look at this. I told you that you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Meaning all the things that Jesus did bore witness. Raising the dead, causing the blind to see, causing the mute to speak. Can I get amen? The cripple could walk again. Those were bearing witnesses to all those around. Look at this. Verse 26. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. Did you catch that? As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. We're here tonight because we follow Jesus. Can I get amen? We're not here, hallelujah, just to gather. No, because we love Jesus. He's our Lord and Savior. We follow Him. We want to be in His Word. Can I get amen? Look at this, verse 28. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. So when someone says, oh, you know, you can lose your salvation. Oh, yeah? Show them this. And then tell them, argue that with Jesus. Don't argue with no man. Argue with Jesus, because He wrote it right here. Look, I give them eternal life, and they shall what? Never what?
Never.
Come on. Say, never?
Never.
Oh, let me just weigh out the balance of your life. I don't say that, does it? Shall never perish. Why? Because that moment in time when we surrendered our life to Christ, the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, washed away our sins. And then He filled us with His Spirit, and now we're sealed until the day of redemption. So look at this. And they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone what? Snatch them out of my hand. We're on the hand of Jesus. Can I get amen? No devil in hell can snatch you away. That's what Jesus said. Come on, you got to take this tonight and sleep in comfort. Oh, Jesus, I'm in your hand. Hallelujah. Come what may, I'm in your hand. Look at this. My Father who has given them to me. So His Father gave all of us to Him. We are His. Look at this. He is greater than all. And no one's able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are what?
One.
One. So Jesus is one. So man, that's a double solidification. That double Father of creation and the Lord Jesus in redemption. All says you cannot take them out of our hands. Come on, man. Man, if anything that can make you happy today is that alone. Can I get amen? You gotta know your word and be happy about it. Oh, yeah, we all fall short. Man, we go through isms and schisms, and there are things that are in our life that sometimes ain't right before God, but that doesn't change his position about you. Can I get an amen? Because if you're truly his, he will work out those details in your life. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we serve. And if you think you chose God, how many believe that, oh, one day I woke up and I just chose God. I'm going to get saved today. Can I show you some word to back what I'm saying? Right up here. Look at this. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go bear fruit. He chose you. Look to your neighbor and say, God chose you. 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 Look at this. You did not choose me. Come on, listen, before you got saved, come on, be honest with yourself. Were you looking for Jesus? No. Some of us were deep in sin. I had $500 of crystal meth in my sock. And he quickened me. He made me come alive. And when my dead spirit became alive, I saw the cross. And I ran to the cross. Hallelujah. Why? Because there was nowhere else to run. He showed me the cross. Hallelujah. Look at this. But I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may what? Give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Testimony we heard from Sister Tammy. She was in Israel. Prayed for her daughter. Been praying for her daughter. Hallelujah. And what? Look what he says. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may what? Come on. Don't be praying for the caddy in the garage. Be praying for someone that's lost. Hallelujah. It's about salvation. It's about someone that's going to hell, and you're praying, oh God, pull them out of that place. If he chooses to give you a caddy, praise the Lord. But that can't be what you're here for. We're here to worship the King and praise him and serve him. And we close with this. Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed that we can close with God? Hallelujah. Look at this in Ephesians 1:12. That we who first trusted in Christ be to the praise of his glory, in whom you were trusted. You heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee. Listen, this guarantee has nothing to do with the guarantee at Walmart. Can I get amen? Those things have a time frame. This is eternal. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Now, look at this. Let everyone, look at this right up here. Let's go to this next. Let everyone who names the name of Christ depart. What? From iniquity. And we close right here in Ephesians 4:25, and we'll pray. Therefore, putting away lying. You know, sometimes, man, our tongue can get away. This is the most unruly member of our body. The Bible says it's full of filth. You know, you can bless God in the morning and curse someone out when you get out of church. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth to his neighbor. For we are members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. We can be angry, man, but don't be sinning. Man, I'm so mad. I wish that person would just die right now. You ever been that angry? Guess what? You just committed murder in your heart. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. In other words, reconcile. You may have said something you shouldn't have said. Go to that person, man, and get it right. Can I get an amen? And if they don't want to get right with you, you got to let it go. because you made your attempt. God sees all. Nor give place to the what? Why does the Word of God say that? It's because Satan is looking for you and I to miss the mark. He wants you to trip up. He wants you to do things that are contrary to the Word of God. See, we are marked people. In the spiritual realm, Satan knows who are God's. That's us. We can't see it, but in the spiritual realm, he sees the Holy Ghost living in us. Oh, yeah. And so he's going to do 24/7 to try to trip us up. Look at this. Nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what it is good for necessary. Look, building up, edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. When you say something good and build up character in someone's life, that's what God wants to hear. Can I get amen? Because if we're operating the opposite, look what it says here. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed. There's that word sealed again, until the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your word tonight, because your word is true. It's sharper than a two-edged sword, able to reach down into the bone and marrow. And Lord, many things were said tonight, but God, let us just allow it to marinate in our heart. Give us the desire, Lord, to digest it, Lord, and that then we can apply it, God. Allow us, Lord, that our lives would be pleasing unto you, even with all of our faults, even with all of our failures. It's that ongoing desire that's in us to love you and to obey you and to glorify you. Are we going to miss the mark? We miss the mark every day, God. But you're the one that keeps us. You're the one that empowers us. You're the one that continues to love us and encourage us. You're the one that reminds us what you delivered us from. And now we are heaven bound and a hell to shun. And it's all because of you, Jesus. You came to set us free. And I'm praying for someone that's listening right now. Someone on the internet. Maybe someone gave you a CD. And I'm praying right now that if you don't know who the Lord Jesus Christ is, right now you can by faith. And if you are receiving what you're hearing tonight, God has a plan for you. God wants to save you. God wants to bless you. God wants to heal you. God wants to encourage you. God wants to deliver you. God wants to separate you. God wants to do these miraculous things that you cannot do with your own strength. It is time now to surrender your heart to Jesus. And if that's you, pray this simple prayer. Now, the prayer is not a magic pill. The Bible says that if we believe that Jesus died and rose again by faith, then we can confess those things and be saved. Prayer is just a wonderful tool that God has given mankind on earth to communicate with the holy God in heaven. And if that's you right now listening to this message, we want to pray with you. God has brought you to a place in your life right now where now he has prepared your heart to receive him, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so say this simple prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sin. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to follow you and to honor you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give him praise and glory in the house. Come on, he's worthy. Is Jesus worthy?
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.